KCV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The first of three presidential debates of the campaign is tonight in Cleveland, moderated by Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace.
The 90-minute debate is divided into six 15-minute segments focusing on coronavirus, the records of both candidates, the integrity of the election, the Supreme Court, race and violence in cities, and the economy.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The candidates will be at a distance with no handshakes and only around 100 people in attendance because of coronavirus protocols. Several people are dead, including a suspected hostage taker in Salem, Oregon. Fox 12 Oregon's Audrey Weil reports no sheriff's deputies are hurt.
When deputies got here, a negotiator called the suspect, but they're not sharing many details from there. Only saying as things unfolded, there were shots fired. The sheriff's office has not said who fired those shots, why, or exactly how many people died.
America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes underway as September comes to an end and October begins. Today, risk of rain, maybe a thunderstorm through about midday before ending. Today's high 70, cooler tonight, partly cloudy, low 53 tomorrow. Beautiful day, high 73, another cool Wednesday night ahead. On Thursday, we briefly warm up again, high near 80. But then, cold front number two arrives with the real deal nice air. Friday's high 72 will be in the upper 40s Friday night into Saturday morning, and that sets the stage for a spectacular first weekend of October. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customers. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Folks, we're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon, so let's go to the phones and talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Man, I cannot complain. How about you guys?
I'm doing very well, very well. Eddie's not here today, but, well, and Jack's not in front of the camera. So it's just me and you, Ray. How you doing?
Okay, well, that's not a problem. I tell you, I'm excited about the debate, but I think Trump the whole time needs to be hounding. We really need to just take a blood test right now to see if anybody's doped up on the stage.
Yeah, we were just talking about, and I actually found the article. I'll share it after we get done here, Ray, that Biden wants two breaks at each. It's a 90-minute debate. He wants two breaks after each 30-minute interval, and the Trump campaign is denying that. But Trump is also, the Trump campaign has requested their own new rule, which I'll share after we get done with our phone call and come into the second hour.
Yeah, I would almost be willing to say, I'll give you your 30-minute breaks if you'll do a blood test right in front of everybody.
Sure.
And get the results back within 20 minutes.
Yeah,
then I'll give you a 30-minute break if you can't stand up that long.
He could trick them and maybe say, you know, it's a COVID test, Joe. Try this new Abbott Labs.
Yeah. This will come back within 30 minutes, and we'll tell you how you're feeling.
Right.
Because, yeah, Yeah, it's going to be, and then we're all going to have to suffer through all the talking heads bragging about how great he did and how awful Trump is, when the whole country's sitting there shaking their head thinking, y'all are idiots. You think we're falling for this?
Well, and it's really just confirming what people think already. Like, what has this become? But how's business going?
Business has been great. We're in here actually flipping a few displays around. Got a new wood display going in. So we're quite busy in the office today. I've got everybody out measuring. I'm going to stay here and handle the office all day. So if y'all need anything, come up and see me. We're right between the Murphy gas station and the new Dodge dealership. Okay. It's the oldest and ugliest building on Cobbsford Road. You can't miss it.
That's 2201 Cobbsford, to be exact.
2201 Cobbsford Road. Come on in today. We'll set up an appointment for you tomorrow or the next day. And in a couple of weeks now, you got a new floor down. Just that simple.
Well, and, of course, you can always call Prattville Carpet, too, at 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, free in-home consultations, all sorts of flooring options. Be sure to tell them you heard Ray here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, Ray. Appreciate you. More News and Views when we come back. Jack, we got to hit the rest of our top of the hour break here, but I found the article. Both campaigns have been requesting new rules at the last minute. Biden,
what did Trump want?
Oh, I'll tell you. After this break, I'm going to tell you. Biden did request two breaks at each 30-minute interval. But Trump requested something, too. I'm giggling like a schoolgirl or boy.
Oh, I can imagine what it is.
But we'll be right back.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
One of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, if Chris Wallace said that, that's the type of moderator I want. The moderator like the one, you know that movie Billy Madison, or is that after your, you do know that one? Yeah. And if anybody tries to cheat, especially with my wife, who's a dirty, dirty tramp. I will just snap. 272-9228. So we're getting ready for debate night, and both campaigns are making last-second requests, both of which the other campaign is denying. But yes, Biden requested, it is 90 minutes, and I misspoke earlier. The coverage starts at 7 our time, but the debate itself starts at 8 our time, 8 central, 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. So Biden is requesting in the 90-minute duration.
Where is it? Cleveland?
Yes, I believe. I don't know why, but yes. Cleveland, lovely town, I'm told.
I've been there once.
You didn't like it?
Well, it really went to hell in the 70s and 80s, but when I went in about 94, it kind of gone through a renaissance. It was okay.
Okay. It was okay. We'll leave it at that. But Biden wants in the 90 minutes. Okay, 30 minutes have gone by. Break time. Uh-huh. And then another 30 minutes go by. Another break. Mm-hmm. And the Trump campaign has denied that. That said, Donald Trump...
I mean, they've said no.
Right. They said no. And it's supposed to be a commercial-free 90 minutes. So, the Trump campaign, I don't know if this was in response, but Fox News has learned the president's reelection campaign wants the Biden campaign to allow a third party to inspect the ears of each debater for electronic devices or transmitters. the president has consented to this kind of inspection, but Biden has not so far, sources say.
Really? You think you got wind of something?
I don't know, but the debate's already started, essentially.
Now, Joe wouldn't agree to let me check his ears.
This is going to be fun. I've got a feeling this is going to be a lot of fun. If this is already the back and forth, can I take bathroom breaks?
Let me check your ears first.
Wow. So we'll see, but the topics are so broad.
Nobody has ever requested a bathroom break before. These debates have never had a break like that. What in the world is going on?
I know. And here's the deal. The nightmare scenario for Biden is if he does literally fall apart. Like if he can't string a sentence together and he looks out of sorts like something is wrong, that is the worst possible scenario for him. And he got close to that line during the Democratic primaries. It's why he was losing all those early primary states. He seemed out of it.
Yeah.
On the debate stage and touring through Iowa and New Hampshire. But I don't know. That is odd. Why are they requesting that? And, you know, I get why Trump requested the whole earpiece thing. So silly.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Hey, does Biden have hearing aids?
Not that I know of.
Hmm. And by hearing aids, I mean people in the back who are hearing everything he's said to him.
Oh, those aids. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spelled with an E, not a... Okay, I get it. Yeah.
272-9228. This hour of news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones and see who this is. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Kyle. How are y'all today?
Doing all right, Kyle. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, look here. If you're going to P-test Olympic athletes, yeah, you know what? You need to go ahead and P-test something that's important. P-test the president, P-test President Biden, and check the ears. Look, don't have no performance enhancers while you go into the lion's den. That's all I can tell you.
I think they're both on Adderall. That's my take.
Not Trump. It ain't working.
No, I think Trump definitely has a unique energy. And for a man his age who prides himself on eating Mickey D's and Taco Balls, I'm like, where did this come from?
I'm on the most natural high as could ever be. It's the most wonderful high that anybody's ever seen.
A natural high, huh?
The natural high. It just freaks me out. But I tell you what, he does work all the time. You got Fox News coming in at, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning going, the president's just arriving, so-and-so,
Right.
And then when they, he's taking off at 5 a.m. and he's been awake several hours before that, I would think. So I don't think the guy sleeps much.
Well, and people we know, Jack, said he'll call at like 1, 2 in the morning, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He'll call it wee hours of the morning. So I do wonder. Maybe there are some people who don't need as much sleep. I'm not one of those people, but there are some folks who can survive on even like 4 hours a night.
Yeah, I would think that. And, I would think probably because of the way that he was in business for so long doing what he did, holy smoke, he may have adapted to not needing as many hours of sleep. After you do that for so long, your body just adjusts to it,
Right, right.
It's the most, nobody's ever seen a natural high like this. All right, fellas. Guys, have a good one.
You too, Kyle. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the show. Join the conversation, 272-9228.
If Biden does take a urine break,
mm-hmm.
I imagine the Trump people have put something in the urinals of the toilets
mm-hmm.
that can capture that. They can pee test him, see what's in his system.
Now it's getting good now. Or I hope Biden pulls Leslie Nielsen in one of the Naked Gun movies, leaves his microphone on.
Leaves the microphone on.
That happened in the Democratic primary, remember? Chuck Todd and Savannah Guthrie, they still had their mics on when they came back from a segment. They changed moderators or questioners, inquisitors. Oh, man. So we'll see. Tonight is going to be, the thing. It's going to be something hard.
Yeah, I know the thing.
Goodness, 272.
Oh, my gosh, this is going to be crazy.
9228, 272-9228. But do you think Governor Ivey will extend the mask order that's due to end?
Yeah, she'll probably do it.
Yeah, you're right.
Scott Harris will tell her to do it. She'll do it.
Right. What does the governor of Florida know that Kay Ivey and Scott Harris don't? And, of course, Don Williamson of the Hospital Association's, it's all the press, all the paid-for press is pushing that today. Don Williamson is, they put out press releases all over the place.
What did Don Williamson say?
Extend the mask order. It's what caused the down.
What the hell does he know? He was health officer, and then he immediately got a job at the Hospital Association. No revolving door applied to him.
Hmm. Maybe it was just on expertise, Jack.
Whatever.
You're so,
all these lobbyists are whores.
You're so
most of them.
Cynical.
Yeah, I am cynical.
Mm-hmm. Or just realistic.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I think she'll probably extend that as well. And also, a quick note here, and we'll get into, there's a good write-up here. The governor of Florida really has just freed his state. We're not doing this anymore. It even keeps people from doing fines at the local level for mask mandates. So I wonder what DeSantis knows that so many others don't. Of course, he's being butchered in the press for doing these things. It actually.
Oh, I know, and they butchered him before, and they butchered the governor of Georgia. And look, none of them, I mean, most of the spikes were young people. Am I right?
Yeah.
Who get over it anyway.
Right.
Okay.
Well, no, it's more than just the physical ailment of the virus. The psychological effect on the population, along with the political response, has been astounding. Which, by the way, I got the book early. It's called Liberty or Lockdown. It's by my friend Jeffrey Tucker. It came in Sunday night. Started reading it. It's a fantastic, he essentially journaled. He was writing, publishing articles every week, if not every few days, during the midst of the pandemic. and he's put it into a collection, kind of edited and made sense so it flows really well. And it's a very interesting perspective on why we had this lockdown approach, how we've forgotten the knowledge of, say, the greatest generation. They didn't respond to pandemics this way. It's a very fascinating book. We'll be interviewing Jeffrey Tucker on Friday morning. And then tomorrow, while we're talking about programming stuff, tomorrow we'll have Steve Flowers on, right, at 10?
Yeah, at 10 o'clock he's going to come on. We're going to discuss our thoughts on tonight's debate.
Very good, very good. 272-9228, let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
All right. How are y'all doing?
How you doing?
Pretty good, Jack. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm not wearing a mask right now, Jim. I just want you to know that.
Hey, you're talking about that Don Williamson. If you read the article, he wants it to go on till they find a vaccine.
Oh, ridiculous, ridiculous.
That's what he said. He said, I think they need to keep doing this till they find. Let's just go on into 2022 or something. I mean,
and what if a vaccine never works?
Yeah. I knew when they said that the doctors and in the hospital people wanted to extend it, she's going to do it. Because that's what she did last time. They told her the same thing last time. You know. So she's just, she doesn't care. She's just going to keep doing it. Well, you know. She doesn't get out anyways. What did she do?
I don't know. Jack would know better than I do. What does Kay Ivey do, Jack?
She doesn't go to the office. She stays at the mansion. She's holed up over there, from what I hear.
Yeah, that's all she does.
Not a bad
place
to be.
Probably sleeps in until about 3 o'clock and then gets up and has a little hottie toddy or something, or a little hot toddy or something.
Well, tis the season. You know, allergies are coming into play, so why not have a little whiskey?
Well, you're not. We don't know that she doesn't have high tea every day at 4.
Oh.
Oh, God. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Hey, I think tonight, You got to have
nothing
Michael
like
Buffer
chamomile
there.
With a little drop of scotch in it.
Yeah. hey, Joey, they got to have Michael Buffer there. Let's get ready to rumble. That would be.
How much money do you. That's amazing because that dude trademarked that where people couldn't, other announcers couldn't go and do what he did. Are you ready? Montgomery, are you ready? It's so, like, how much money did he get paid to say those words? That's amazing. Man. What a career.
Yeah, and I could see Trump coming out there, you know, kind of hopping around doing a little Ollie shuffle, you know. And oh, man. I'm waiting for Joe to have one of these meltdowns. You know, if he gets up there and goes, have I got any time? Well, forget, I don't need it. You know, something like that. One of those stumbling, bumbling. But I'll tell you what, Chris Wallace better not goof this up.
Yeah. And these topics are vague.
I can't stand him. He'll be rude to both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's a never Trumper. Everybody knows that. And he's just, he tries to act like he's impartial, but you can tell he's not.
Well, I do want to remind y'all that in 2016, when Florida's vote came in, Chris Wallace was very puzzled. And he said, "This surprises me. I think it surprises all of us. And if we're seeing something in Florida that we may see in other states, this might not be a bad night for Donald Trump." And it wasn't. Right. And he called it when Florida came in. And then later we know North Carolina came in, Ohio came in. And it was like it was like dominoes.
You know, it's interesting. Yeah. He's now gone really fierce against the president. And I'm not surprised, but James Carville. On election night, I can remember him on an NBC panel saying, like, "Hey, you know, I had a big old bowl of stem cells this morning, and you know, I'm saying y'all are, you know, discounting flyover country, as you call it. Don't write Donald Trump off just yet." And everybody kind of looked at him like, "Oh, James, you go back to harvesting your stem cells, you freak." And Hillary's obviously gonna win, and no, he was right.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. And I bet this it is a record viewership for this thing, because there ain't nothing else going on.
Fox News or someone did a poll beginning of last week, where something like 46% of American or 44% of Americans don't believe that the debates are going to influence the outcome of the election.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe it's overrated, but I think it's
the entertainment value. You know, people are bored. They want some entertainment. I think it's kind of that's the deal about it. But from what I've seen of Trump, he's just too quick-witted for Joe.
Well, I just saw something on Fox that, because I have my volume up in the other room. I know you have it down in the studio, mm-hmm. Joey, but it is don't underestimate Donald Trump. That he surprised everybody in 2016 when he knocked off 17 people off that stage and became the nominee.
Mr. Trump, will you release your tax returns? Well, before I answer that, why is Rand Paul even on the stage? Rand Paul shouldn't even be up here.
You know, I heard some of the yesterday's on, I think it was MSNBC or CNN, I can't remember. They're talking about, I know who it was. It was that, I can't stand her. It was on Fox. Marie Harf, the mm-hmm. little twit blonde that, you know, Obama's little girl there. Yeah, she said, well, look at, you know, Biden knocked out all these people in the debate. No, he didn't knock them out. They all paid the dropout. I mean, right. that was a big setup.
Right, Jim. And as Joey pointed out in those early debates, he sucked.
Yeah.
And it was South Carolina and Clyburn that saved his soul.
Yeah, and then everybody was paid to drop out. Yeah, it was a set. The whole thing was a setup by the Democrats because they didn't want Bernie in there. So everybody just dropped out and gave it to Joe. I mean, what a joke.
Well, actually, Jim, you're right. But, I mean, it is true that Castro had great literacy programs when he took over. And they have great health outcomes. It's like, as soon as Bernie said that, it's like, get this guy out of here.
I know.
Well, I heard that the debate is, first half of the debate is sponsored by Visiting Angels. That's just what I heard. I'm not sure. But
well, it sounds like they're being sponsored by Depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, he better beware. Oh, I could hear him up there. Where's my wife? Is my wife out there?
Tonight's debate brought to you by EnemaSupply.com. EnemaSupply.com. When you're full of it, folks, always be sure to go to your wholesale enema provider, EnemaSupply.com. And please don't actually visit that website. I just made that up. I wonder who owns that URL.
It's going to be a good one, and then tomorrow will be great hearing all the feedback from it. So, and then we move right on into the confirmation of the Supreme Court. So it's busy times. Boy, indeed. It's going to go by quick.
Well, and you've got the Flynn case is ongoing today. I'll see if there's anything breaking there. Apparently, James Comey, I think there's been an agreement for Andy McCabe to appear in front of Lindsey Graham. And, should be a busy, busy time. So, Jim, I appreciate the call.
Yeah, you all have a good day. Talk to you later.
272-9228. Let's go to Lee. Hello, Lee.
It's actually Ray.
Oh, Ray. I apologize, Ray. How are you?
Doing all right. Hey, while you guys over there having a good time talking about Biden asking about the break and all that stuff, you do realize that Fox News had an article from the Daily Beast talking about they've gotten rid of all of their facts-based journalism and went basically with these conspiracy kooks like Hannity and Tucker Carlson and all those folks, right?
Say this again. Who had the article on this?
I didn't understand what you just said, Ray.
The Daily Beast for what?
They basically said that Fox has gone from lobotomized fact-based journalism and went basically with these conspiracy guys. basically a conspiracy organization now as opposed to facts.
I would only quibble with that in the sense that people have been calling Fox News faux news, fake news, Fox noise for quite some time. It didn't just happen under Trump.
Well, no, I'm not saying that, but just that they've gotten more conspiracy-minded recently as far as the journalism are concerned. So when you say that they're the ones who came up with the Biden asking for a break,
Yeah.
make sure you keep that in mind.
Well, and I agree the corporate press is the enemy, and that includes Fox News.
I know you've talked about it before, Joey.
You're right.
Anyway, I just want to throw that out there, so glad to see you having your fun.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate you, man. 272-9228. I'd have to look into that. I think it is true that both campaigns. It's last second. The debates started before the debate started, essentially. And they're doing it. They've been doing this through the press for months now. And so let's get some more shots in and frame the situation beforehand. 272-9228.
I think the big conspiracy in American politics, I know people like to laugh at conspiratorialists, and I kind of laugh at them too. And then sometimes I'm one of them.
Right.
Quite frankly. But the big conspiracy today is whatever it takes, let's make Trump look bad. And I don't think anybody can look at that objectively and not come up with that conclusion. If you listen from NPR to MSNBC to CNN to CNBC, all these networks, and certainly all three of the major ones are that used to be the major networks, it's a daily drumbeat of let's find out what's wrong today. What can we capitalize on today?
Well, and sometimes conspiracies are true. For instance, didn't Nixon call out Alger Hiss?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was true. Now, McCarthy had a point. Joseph McCarthy had a point early on. Then McCarthy was too full of himself, and he was wrong to accuse the Eisenhower administration, Ike himself, of being soft on commies. That's where the conspiracy went wrong. I mean, and that's the problem with conspiracy is, and I would say this to any folks out there really deep into the stuff. You're right. I go there sometimes myself. But sometimes I see folks who are reacting to the official narrative, so to speak, by believing anything contrary to it. And I say, no, be thoroughly skeptical and just try to piece things together yourself. But sometimes conspiracies are true. Sometimes government is a conspiracy itself.
This all started, I mean, there were a few people that bought into the Russian narrative.
Hmm.
You know, a lot of the major Democrat figures. But where it really went awry was Kavanaugh.
Yes.
That's where it came off the tracks. But there were no consequences for Christy Blasey Ford. And I think for her to attempt to ruin that guy's character and reputation, and nothing happened to her when she made that story up, and even her own friends that were interviewed said, that didn't happen. I don't remember that. And there's nothing that happened to her. And then she comes out later and said, I had death threats. I had to move. Guess what? You made up a story. You impugn somebody's character. And you're still running around, when all these other people like General Flynn, they're trying to put him in jail. I mean, that to me was the most outrageous thing that has happened.
Yes.
I mean, of course, the impeachment was so stupid and ridiculous. But this was really, really bad.
Very bad. And actually,
and they all bought into it.
We've got
and they all conspired to do it.
Well, we've got the receipts, too. Somebody put together a nice Twitter thread of all the folks who advanced that particular conspiracy. We've got to hit a break here. More news and views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 here on Debate Day. More after this break.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at BigBlockDesigns.com. Have a better day.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations, the Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This hour of news and views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Fox tomorrow on the blockbuster new season of The Masked Singer. Be there for the shocking moment.
Go! Don't do it!
That's a first in Masked Singer history. Real singers from fake ones before you hear them sing.
I think you're a liar.
Ken Jeong hosts the new hit mystery music show.
I knew it!
I can see your voice.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes underway as September comes to an end and October begins. Today, risk of rain, maybe a thunderstorm through about midday before ending. Today's high 70. Cooler tonight, partly cloudy, low 53 tomorrow. Beautiful day, high 73, another cool Wednesday night ahead. On Thursday, we briefly warm up again, high near 80. But then, cold front number 2 arrives with the real deal nice air. Friday's high 72 will be in the upper 40s Friday night into Saturday morning. And that sets the stage for a spectacular first weekend of October. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota Equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do.
I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well. I'm a very intelligent person.
After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Ain't that the truth? Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing? Well, let me tell you, if you've been around as long as I do, you don't expect much from these guys. I just saw something very interesting. I listened to that whoever's the commentator on now. Who is that? Sandra Smith?
Mm-hmm.
It's on there now.
Right.
She asked a Biden surrogate. She pointed out that since March to September, the president has had over 170 press avails.
Mm.
You know how many Biden has had?
How many?
12.
Wow. Wow. And I wonder how many lids Trump's put on. Probably never. He's always, he's too willing to talk to the press.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's this weird love-hate symbiotic relationship they got going on.
I know, it's really funny.
Like, Jim, I've changed it. Jim Acosta, CNN, I've changed it. It's not fake news anymore, Jim, I've changed it. Oh, really, Mr. President? It's now very fake news. Just dropping bombs. 272-9228. Let's go to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, no, you guys saw, you know, they just had the prayer march 2020.
Yeah.
And Reverend Franklin Graham, he opened it up, but he introduced Vice President Pence and the Second Lady. And Pence gave the opening statement. And he gave a good speech. If you didn't hear it, you need to watch it.
Okay, yeah, I've not seen that yet, but I'll check it out. It sounds like you enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, you know, he said, we're here for the president. You know, you couldn't be here. He said, you know, the president is a godly man, believes in God, and trying to get this country right again. And then Reverend Graham, he got on, you know, he made a statement, you know, and said, this is the most important election we have ever had in this country. And it is. So we have to put God back into politics. God has to be in our government. And he's not there, not on the Democrats. So if you vote for a Democrat at Biden, you can forget about God being anywhere in our federal government. It's going to be tough.
Well, what's interesting, Clint, with Amy Coney Barrett being brought up, how some commentators are saying that you, and it's kind of a classic move, but you can only be a good Christian if you agree with the progressive plan for government to save us. And, you know, Jesus said to take care of the poor, so you should back my new government program. That's the logic.
Yeah. Well, Ms. Barrett, I hope she gets nominated before November the 3rd. I hope they push it through. She's a good candidate. She'd be good for the Supreme Court. And we need more godly people on the court. We've got to put God back into this country. Just got to. If we don't, we're gone. And if Biden gets in office, everything Trump has done for Israel, it's going to go down the drain. It's going to be gone.
Yeah, and there are a lot of folks who, I think, misread that whole situation in the Middle East. The idea was to bring Israel down a peg so you could actually get a deal between Israel and Palestine, and then you could have, you know, peace throughout the Middle East. After that peace deal between those two is made, Trump administration took a different approach. They said, nope, we're going to bring people together against a common enemy and threat, Iran. We're going to strengthen Israel, recognize the Golan Heights, recognize Jerusalem as the capital by moving the embassy there. And now when you strengthen Israel, you create that common enemy of Iran. Then you get now UAE and Bahrain on board, and I wonder if anybody else is going to join in on the peace and the commerce, prosperity, all that good stuff.
I believe it will for a while, but I believe America was put here for one reason, to protect Israel. So we're the only friend Israel has, actually.
As
if
far
we turn
as,
our back on God's
too,
people... If we turn our back on God's people and his land, then you can kiss this country goodbye. I mean, Jesus Christ just ain't going to let that happen. If, you know, shame on us. You know? All right, guys, have a good day.
You too, Clint.
Thank you, Clint.
272-9228, 272-9228. Another call here. Let's see who it is. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, Red Top here.
Hey, Red Top, how you doing?
Good, man. By the way, Bosnia and Serbia have both announced that they want to move their embassy to Jerusalem, and the European Union is kind of holding it against them and not letting them in, which Bosnia and Serbia are going to pretty much give the EU the finger and do it anyway. So there's a lot of countries that are moving about towards that, as well as Tunisia and Morocco. So there's going to be a lot more of that going on. And the EU is going to be splitting up some more. I don't know if you guys have heard much about Austria, have you?
No, actually. That one in particular has not come on my radar. Is Austria trying to carve out their own area?
Well, due to the new EU president, Ursula von der Leyen, being a Nazi she is, she is going to, she's making statements that she wants equal or parity amongst all the European nations to take equal number amount of refugees. Austria says, screw that. I'm sorry. You've gone too far. If you want to enforce this, we're out. So Poland is getting real tired of the EU, too, because they're super super conservative, because, you know, there's no Jews in Poland. The Nazis figured that out, took care of that. And Poland's pretty much just a white, the whitest, most Catholic country in the world, because everybody else has been eliminated. And so Poland doesn't like all the LGBT issues with the EU at all. Hungary is real set up with immigration.
Yeah, Hungary is... You want to see a country that is not politically correct. Good God.
Yeah. So there's a lot happening on the European front. I don't think the EU is going to survive in the form it's in very much longer, and that's just fine, because the EU has just been a disaster.
Well, that's why they fought the Brexit, you know, so hard, is they knew that if Britain leaves, it's going to give an example to so many others to fight it and push them away.
And big trouble, not only in Belarus, but there's two other countries, Armenia and, what's the one right next to it? Just about to go to war right now. Russia's involved in a lot of fronts and problems other than Ukraine. You check it out, it's Armenia and...
Azerbaijan?
Azerbaijan. They're just about to start a war. Armenia has already... violated by firing on Azerbaijan. And so, of course, we're not getting any news other than the debate and that, you know, but America is a four-story news cycle at the most. You know what I mean? And that's unfortunate. And by the way, I think Donald Trump's going to eat Joe Biden alive tonight. Joe Biden has no accomplishments at all in his whole career. I can't think of one. Can you?
The 94 crime bill.
Yeah, that's what I just said. He has no accomplishments. So, and Donald Trump took a dollar salary. If you ask me, he paid a lot of tax, $750 tax on a $1 salary is pretty damn high, don't you think?
Yeah. The whole tax thing to me, I just roll my eyes. I'm like, how can I get some of that? You know, no federal taxes. How can I? It's obviously more complicated.
Well, you construct your business where you don't have to pay tax,
right?
Double deductions, all this.
And depreciation on buildings, yeah, these sorts of things.
Yeah, so double depreciation. I mean, you can do it all day long. Especially the big shops can do it really good, because they can do it by the millions instead of the hundreds.
No, it's a good idea too. Investing in real estate when you have the means to do it and it works with your business, it's a smart move.
Yeah, because investing in the federal government is not what our country was intended to be doing. We're supposed to be self-sufficient people. And Jesus expected everybody to get their butts to work, by the way. He wasn't a socialist. Jesus expected everybody to go to work. He was a carpenter. I guarantee you he hit his finger, and I would love to know what he said when he did. Roll Tide, go Trump, go Tableville. Thank you.
Appreciate it. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Isn't Kim Williams just a dream, Jack?
A whiz and a dream. She's fun.
She really is. And she can help you share in that little part of the American dream, owning your own home. If you're dreaming about buying, and you're just renting right now, and what stopped you is you just haven't looked into it. You just haven't looked into the steps to take. That's where you begin. Here are the steps you need to take to own your very own home, and Kim Williams can help you do that. It all starts with pre-approval, and it's really a simple...
She is the matriarch of the mortgage business.
Well said. I like that alliteration, Jack Campbell. And there is a difference, right?
There is a difference in mortgage lenders.
Well, and that big difference is that Alabama Home Mortgage is a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. So whether you're getting that first mortgage, that first home, or you're currently a homeowner looking to refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage, they can save you hundreds of dollars a month, thousands over the course of a year. You can skip that one payment. It can really help fix your financial situation. And she won't lead you astray. Kim Williams will say, hey, you're not ready right now. This is not the right time for you. But I know so many folks that she's told that to who came back when it was the right time to Alabama Home Mortgage and got a great refinance deal. So y'all check out Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Hey, Dern Jack.
Van Halen.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Boot. Now, as I told you yesterday, Heirloom Jewelers is a brand new URL for their website. It's simply heirloomjewelers.com. Again, that's simply heirloomjewelers.com. And now, folks, you can go on to heirloomjewelers.com and make an appointment online. You can still, of course, call 260-0066 to make an appointment. But whether you're looking to buy fine antique one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces from Troop Booth, or you're looking to sell your jewelry to Troop Booth, you can make that appointment now online. I'm looking at a screenshot there at heirloomjewelers.com. Quick, easy form to fill out. And that way, Troop can meet you over there at the store at 6948 Vaughn Road. Right when you cross over Bell Road going east, it'll be that first right turn at Watchman Circle and Vaughn Road. It's a great, great little store. Troop Booth with his expertise has an incredible stock of fine antique jewelry items. And he also, because of his expertise, can offer you top dollar in those finished pieces, whether gold or diamonds. But across the board, metal is up. It's up. So even so-called scrap jewelry, you can get a pretty penny for those items. Just make an appointment online at heirloomjewelers.com or call Troop Booth at 260-0066. Set up an appointment, bring your items in. And if you agree to the value Troop offers you then and there, you get paid right then and there. And don't forget, if you want to treat yourself with a fine piece of jewelry or surprise that significant other, Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. Again, Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, 272-9228, 272-9228. As we prepare for the debate tonight, there is a lot going on, a lot going on, as both candidates sort of praise, you know, who's supporting them. As endorsements roll in, it is true that Joe Biden and the Democratic Party in particular, the Act Blue group, is raising boo-koodles of money. In particular, after Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed, they started raising millions and millions and millions of dollars. Now, don't completely write off the president yet. He won 2016 at quite a financial disadvantage to Hillary Clinton. But that is not surprising with the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg to see a lot of Democrats who saw her as an icon. She is an icon. But a lot of Democrats who loved her more than, say, you know, a little malcontent libertarian like myself would. With Ruth Bader Ginsburg's passing, no wonder the Democrats are raising so much money. I see you're doing the sign of the cross there, Jack.
Yeah, she's dead.
All right.
Have they buried her yet?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. I know if they're still dragging her around the country.
And Amy Coney Barrett, I think, like I said yesterday, she looks like somebody, my mother would have loved. But she's also, you're already seeing the attacks on Barrett. And John Kennedy, senator from Louisiana, had a great point of view on this. You know, for his accent, the guy's a constitutional scholar. He's a law professor. And he's fantastic. His point was they don't believe all the attacks they're throwing at Amy, Judge Barrett, right now. They just read her law review stuff, and they know that she's a constitutionalist, and they don't like that. That's all this is. And they're going to try to do everything they can to see what sticks, but I don't think much is going to stick against Judge Barrett. I think she will be confirmed. And the reason they're making so much noise right now, and probably the reason the Democratic Party is raising so much money, is because they know on this issue, they lost. It's very rare in politics where you get a very decisive win and loss. And this is one of those instances.
It certainly tips the scales, doesn't it?
It really does. It really, really does. Are you worried that Trump's being outraised right now by the Democratic Party?
Not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. He won last time, you know, without having the most money. So
right.
We shall see. Now, I don't want to go on about this too long, but did you see, I wish I hadn't watched it, Brad Parscale, who was Trump's campaign manager. He was put back down to head of digital strategies. He was recently arrested, and they put out the video. And it's because it was a domestic dispute where he had a loaded gun. He was claiming he was going to commit suicide. They got him to come out of the house. And as he comes out of the house, hands up, I'm not, you know, I'm here, I'm cooperating. An officer just, like, shoulder tackles him right in the thighs, knocks him down, and they arrest him. And it's just it's like, what led to that moment in that man's life? He seemed like he was riding so high. And, well, those things happen that way. You're riding high, you're on top of the world, you got the world by the...
Got a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah. So I wonder what's really behind that story. But it was pretty terrible to watch. You hate